We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we'll go over to South Haven, Delaney, Eastern Michigan University.
So you'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
And welcome back.
Back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, and we are broadcasting from the garden level of the Holman House, actually, today. But as you can see, we're official. So it's good to have you with us. We've got some exciting guests today, as a matter of fact. Chris Laurent, who's president of Synair Solutions, a division of Synair in Lansing, Michigan. And Joan Nelson, who's the executive director of the Allen Neighborhood Center in Lansing, Michigan. And both of you, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. It's great to be here.
So, Chris, let's start with you. Michigan Business Beat listeners have been getting to know Synair for a long time, but let's talk about Synair Solutions, if we could. Who exactly is Synair Solutions?
Well, we are a subsidiary of Synair. Synair has a 27-year history as a Michigan fund investing in low-income housing that grew from there to sort of the greater Great Lakes region. At that time, we were known as Great Lakes Cap Fund. I joined about 6 years ago as a business developer in Wisconsin. So I'm just south of Madison right now. We have a virtual team. The Synair Solutions was a group called Building Blocks that was a not-for-profit development company that, with some of my background and those of my colleagues, we put to better use. So our model exclusively is to partner. We don't, in any cases, do our own developments. We work with undercapitalized or lesser experienced community development corporations, CDCs, several non-white firms to do work throughout our footprint, which has grown from the Upper Great Lakes to include the Mid-Atlantic states, with Wilmington, Delaware being our core.
Well, so listen, we're going to hear a lot more about you in the coming months because of this great project you have going with the Allen Place project. So give us a little rundown on what that is.
Well, maybe Joan, you're best to speak to that right now. I could talk a bit about our introduction. Allen Neighborhood Center is a group that's not far from our corporate headquarters in Lansing, Michigan. We were introduced probably 3 years ago, but Joan could talk maybe about operations, and I can add some color on how we came to form our partnership.
Excellent. Why don't you do that, Joan?
Well, as you know, Chris, Allen Neighborhood Center is a 21-year-old hub for placemaking and neighborhood revitalization in the northeast quadrant of the city, affectionately known as the East Side, a lively, diverse, and very connected neighborhood in Lansing. We have, over the years, over the last couple of decades, launched a number of programs focusing on health, housing, food access, food security, social capital building, commercial corridor development, and so on. We run a health enrollment site, enrolling people in health coverage options, Medicaid, ACA, and so on. But are probably best known for our food-related programs. We have a weekly pantry. We host the Allen Farmers Market, a 16-year-old weekly, year-round, SNAP-friendly farmers market that draws about 17,000 patrons a year. About $250,000 of currency runs through our market in a given year. We have the Hunter Park Garden House and a hub, a year-round hub for urban gardening and urban farming education. And we run the Allen Marketplace facility as well, which houses an incubator, first Mid-Michigan food hub, linking growers in Mid-Michigan to institutional and commercial buyers interested in locally grown. That includes hospitals and schools and restaurants, caterers, and so on. And we operate an incubator kitchen for entry-level food entrepreneurs who are offered access to a commercial kitchen, a licensed kitchen, storage, and lots of business development support. You know, about 2.5 years ago, we were offered the opportunity to purchase the complex in which we've been located for 20 years. And we took advantage of that, obviously, purchased the complex. And our very next task was to run over to Rio Town and meet with the folks from Synair to discuss the possibility of co-development. And we immediately began the process of planning a mixed-use development that will feature 21 age-friendly mixed-income units, as well as an assortment of health and food-related entities in the commercial component of the development. And so at this point, we have a lease with the Ingham County Health Department for a health clinic on the block. We'll be welcoming Elfco Food Co-op on our block. And we'll be opening an accelerator kitchen for graduates of our incubator program who are really ready for the next step in the direction of sole proprietorship, but are looking for an intermediate place to land in order to continue to develop their food-related businesses. So we closed on our financing about 2 months or 2 weeks ago. It's very fresh. And construction has begun, or at least demolition has begun on the site just in the last couple of weeks.
Well, it sounds to me like you're going to be competitive with New York City very soon.
Yeah.
Joe Nelson, Executive Director of the Ellen Neighborhood Center, and Chris Laurent, President of Synair Solutions. We're going to be right back and bring in some other individuals as well to talk more about this project on the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.